Our scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 1 this morning, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 to 25. This is found on page 1293 if you're using the Pew Bibles. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 to 25. The Apostle Peter, of course, is well known for one who, as we often say, would put his foot in his mouth. He was very, not just gregarious, but rushing ahead and rushing on. He was, in many ways, we see ourselves in the Apostle Peter, and it's remarkable to see his own change as you read through his letters and see how he's been changed by the grace and power of God and the things he thinks about and cares about and what he teaches. And wanting to start God's people off with thinking about all that they have in Christ, all the blessings they have in the Lord Jesus, and the assurance of all that, that which is imperishable, unfading, can't be taken from you, that inheritance that Christ has secured by His own blood, by His own entrance into the heavenly places, into the Holy of Holies, the real one. And Peter is saying all that right up front and reminding them of all the comforts of that heavenly doctrine that is theirs in Christ. Reminding them of that gospel to which the angels, as it were, stretch their necks out to look upon with great wonder and amazement that you are the beneficiaries of. What wonders there is in the gospel. What comfort and assurance. And He's piling that up for them, piling that up for you and for me. And that's always the flow of these epistles. It's the flow, isn't it, of the gospel, as we say, to tell you that up front. And now Peter turns, and he's going to put some imperatives our way. He's going to not only instruct and comfort and assure, he's going to exhort to holy living. Not only these wonderful, that's the way it always works. That's the flow of it always. He's wanting them to, as you see in verse 13, to have their hope fully set upon the grace that will be brought to them at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Always thinking about the coming of Christ. All that's going to be come to full completion at that time. And associating that with the grace of God, the grace of Christ towards us. And his exhortation to them is, as he's wanting that very thing to happen, they wanting them to be sober-minded in it all, prepared, using their minds, wanting them to, as you see towards the very end, that famous Isaiah quote of the Word of God, remaining forever, enduring forever. And the application there is to feed upon the Word of God. Constantly feed upon the Word of God. Other things will come and go. Other things will perish, but not the Word of God. And it's what's going to sustain you and feed you. And it's going to grow you. It's going to renew your mind. It's going to change you inside and out. And so give yourself to it. That's the great application of the Apostle Peter as he's urging us with all of the heavenly comfort of eternal security in Christ. It's therefore in that security. Go and be holy as your God is holy. As you have been sanctified in the Spirit, you've been set apart holy in Christ. Now go and pursue that holiness. Be holy as your God is holy. You're the one who has saved you, called you out of darkness into his light. Walk therefore in that light, he's saying. Go forth that way and live in a holy manner. Give yourself to the Word of God. Well, with those things in mind, let's give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Amen. Thus far, God's holy, inerrant, fallible word, may he add his blessings to the reading of it.